Hi, I have some very special guests with me, two blunt and honest women, and we're going to be giving you a little peep into how women work and how women think. And the main questions that we're going to be answering, or the main question we will be answering, is why women are wishy-washy and why they do one thing and say the other. And I think that this can definitely help you with some of the experiences that you've been having. So if you want to start and introduce yourself, we're not going to say names, but they're two very attractive women, just for you guys to know. And
I am 31 years old and I'm single, and what else?
Hair color.
Blonde hair.
White
female.
Live in Los Angeles.
And that's just it. Keep feeding.
I'm giving you the impression. And then
I am also 31 years old. I'm engaged, blonde, live in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. What else do I need to
That's call enough. That's okay. And they're, again, both very attractive, and they're going to be blunt and honest and give
We're
their...
both Los Angeles transplants.
Oh,
that's true.
Oh, right. So where are you guys from originally? You're from
Milwaukee. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and then I lived up in San Francisco for about 5 years.
Okay.
And lived out in D.C. for about one.
Oh, so all over. Okay.
And I'm originally from Seattle, and then I moved to San Diego almost 15 years ago, and 14 years ago, and then lived also in the Bay Area, and now I'm in L.A.
Perfect. All right, so then let's get started. So I just want to open the floor right now with the question, why do women say one thing and do the other?
Okay, so it's funny that this is the topic that we're talking about, because I don't fall into the category of being a wishy-washy woman at all. And so when I was thinking about this question, why women say one thing and do another, mm-hmm. I am not one of those women. So if I had to answer that question, I would say that women who say one thing and do another, I would classify those women as not reliable or not, I don't think those are very reliable women, and they're probably not very secure in themselves, because okay. I think a confident woman will be direct and honest and open. I don't think she would be wishy-washy.
Okay, but would you say the majority of women are wishy-washy?
Not the ones that I hang out with.
Well, let's put it into the terms of dealing with men. Mm-hmm. So let's say a man really liked a woman. They were hanging out at work together, mm-hmm. and it was very obvious that this man was into this woman. Mm-hmm. And this woman didn't say anything. She knew that he was into her, but she never said anything. She not led him on, but in his eyes, it could be she led me on. She didn't let me know that she wasn't interested, and she was giving me the signals by agreeing to still talk to me that she was interested. That's what a lot of men consider wishy-washy behavior.
Now, is this woman hypothetically single or hypothetically in a relationship?
Both. It doesn't matter.
Okay. So then I think sometimes men decide that they want to take women's actions and make them what they want them to believe them to be in their own minds. Mm-hmm. And I think women value friendships with men and women almost equally. And being in a relationship myself, I love hanging out with men. Some of my best friends are men, mm-hmm. and I would rather spend time with more of my man friends than some of my women friends. And I think it would be a mistake to say that you cannot be friends with someone. I think everyone's behaviors can be misconstrued for, oh, she's being flirty. But I think if a man wants to take it there and be like, oh, she's leading me on, I think he should have the responsibility on his shoulders of saying, are you interested in me or are we friends? Instead
exactly.
of going, oh, well, I think she's interested, she's leading me on.
Exactly. So by both parties being silent about what's going on, right. they're giving into selfish behaviors, because the man is getting to hang out with a woman who he thinks could possibly be interested in him, and the woman's getting male companionship. Even though I know that myself, I've definitely ignored it when I've been hanging out with a male friend who I know likes me, mm-hmm. because it feels nice. It's nice to have a male friend. It's nice sometimes to cuddle if you are single, mm-hmm. or, you know, it's just nice to have that male attention. So selfishly, I didn't say anything.
Yes. Well, and I'd be lying had I not said that that entire situation happened with the person I'm now going to marry.
Really?
We were friends for an entire year, and I knew he adored me, and my friends told me, and I dismissed it.
Why?
I dismissed the idea of ending of being with him. I just thought he was too much friend material. He just didn't fit my idea physically and emotionally. He was way too nice. He was way too considerate, way too attentive, and he just way too available, and he just seemed like way too much of a nice guy. So we started dating, and I realized, oh, you know, there was chemistry at the beginning, but then I was like, I don't know, you're younger than me by a few years.
Oh, really?
We're probably in a different place in our lives, and you're like way too like nice. So I ended it and became friends, but he was so much fun to hang out with that we did the whole, like, oh, let's go to movies, and not right away, because he was really heartbroken. But after a few months, we went to movies, and we'd hang out. We had nothing better to do on a Friday night. He'd come over. We'd drink wine. He'd, you know, stay at my house. Although nothing would happen sexually,
okay,
we definitely, like, slept in the same bed and, like, cuddled, and that was awesome for me.
So then what triggered it to switch over? To now be your fiancé.
Which is totally crazy, because I would have never thought, I never thought in my mind I would ever end up with him. But I think it was that over the course of all that time hanging out with him, after a while, like, we had both dated other people, and then he was, you know, we talked about everything, and he called me, he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to send so-and-so, I don't know what her, let's say Amy, oh, I'm going to send Amy flowers. And something inside me triggered in the worst possible way. And my reaction was like, why are you sending that whore flowers? Like, you're being way too nice to her. Don't do that. And he's like, why do you care? And I'm like, I don't care. He's like, well, obviously you do. You just called her a whore. And I'm like, well, probably because she is. And she's going to use you. And as soon as I realized I was getting jealous, which I never had before, I had to really start thinking about, wow, I really like this person, and I didn't see it before. And
so during this time that you guys were friends and cuddling and hanging out, going to movies, drinking wine together, did his attitude change towards you? Because he was focusing on other girls, or was he still all over you, super nice all the time, would do anything for you?
He was completely consistent. He
really?
Was always a friend. He never tried to cross that friend boundary. And I think because I made it clear at the beginning, like, I'm not interested in a relationship. I'm only interested in being a friendship. And I think I would have said at the very beginning, if you're not okay with that, I understand if we can't be in each other's lives.
Okay,
like,
so because he could respect those boundaries,
so,
and was okay with the boundaries.
Completely. And I also felt like I can trust this person to, like, I knew I was in a comfort zone because he proved time and time again he wasn't just trying to get in my panties. Like,
okay,
he was truly a friend in the friend sense, and I developed a huge sense of trust with him.
Really? Okay, that's interesting.
So,
and then what about sexually? Did that change? Like, did you become more attracted to him? And did you see him in a different way? Like, do you picture him to be a self-confident, self-assured man? Or do you see him as somebody who is super nice and wimpy and dependent on you? That must have changed.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, I think it was because I saw him being himself instead of just being the boyfriend to me, which he would have been at the beginning. I saw him respond and react and be, I saw him in his relationships with other people. And I realized, I was like, he's only this way with me. He's only super nice and attentive and kind of like, I felt like he was a pushover with me. So I kind of thought, oh, maybe he's a pushover with everyone, but he definitely was not, which made him more attractive to me when I was like, oh, wow, I'm different than all these other people over here. He's assertive and he's confident, which continually made me more and more attracted to him, which when it finally came around to, I don't know if it was the girl, the sending the flowers to the girl, which he now says, now that we're getting married, he's like, you know, that was, he goes, I was just getting impatient. He goes, that whole thing with me sending flowers was just to see if you would get jealous.
Really?
Like, he said that was completely intentional on his part, because he was just getting anxious, and it was like a year, so I understand why he was getting anxious. And, like, I kind of recognized that we were developing feelings, and I talked to him, and I brought it up, and I'm like, wow, you know, I know that you're interested in me, and I've denied it for a long time, and I'm willing to admit it.
Now.
And unfortunately now, I was like, I also am developing feelings for you, and I don't like it because you're my best friend, and we have such a great relationship that I don't know what to do with this. He's like, well, let's be together. Let's just try it. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I had so much hesitation. I'm like, you're my best friend in the whole world. I don't want to lose that. And so we sort of pretended like that conversation never happened, even though it did, mm-hmm. and we like acknowledged it. We just kept hanging out, and one day we were like at his parents' house and they were remodeling, and we were like both, I was in my workout clothes and he was, and we're moving boxes, and we kind of just in the hallway moving, I just looked at him and he looked at me and we kissed, and without having discussed that, we just kissed, and from that moment on, we were together. Nothing, that's just the way it was from that moment on.
Okay, that's interesting.
So crazy.
Yeah. What about you? Like, what kind of men are you attracted to? So it was just described that, okay, fine, initially she met a guy and he was nice and wimpy, independent, but then when she saw him be the confident, assertive character, that showed her that he could be the man that she wanted to be with. Is that something that you're attracted to as well, or what are you attracted to in men?
That's a really tough question, because I feel like the dating experiences that I have had are pretty varied. That all the guys are really, even my best friend, she's always like, I cannot peg anyone who you would like. Every time you come up with some guy, he's like totally different than the last one. So
is there any common thread between them, like that's underneath the skin or underneath what they do for a living or underneath like their category type, a way, like is there a similar energy about them? Is there?
I mean,
if not, then there isn't.
Not really. I mean, not really. No.
And have they all been good dating experiences? Like the experiences that you've had that you've enjoyed?
They've all been enjoyable for like a period of time. I was in a really long-term relationship, which was really good for quite a while, and then that ended, and just because we were going in different directions. And then the other guys that I've only dated like two other guys since that long-term relationship, and they both were super fun in the beginning and then just ended up, you know, quickly turning into something that I didn't want to be a part of anymore. So
okay.
That's not really much of an answer.
Well, I was gonna say, now that you are dating, when you go out and date somebody, what would make you, or what, when you go out socially and you meet somebody, what would make you want to contact them after meeting them?
At this point, I really don't want to, like, I don't want to be the person contacting, because I feel like I've done that for the past couple years. And
yeah, you were talking about you being aggressive and you go,
yeah, like I've always been the one in that is approaching or pursuing, and I just like don't think that has really worked out for me.
Okay.
So, and I also just feel like here's a common thread amongst all the guys that I've been with, I think, is that I'm constantly putting out, you know, this energy and making things happen and, you know, being the one to come up with fun things to do or like little surprises or, you know, let's do this or that, whatever, making dinner. And not that they're not appreciative. Like, I think they've all been very appreciative and enjoyed it, but somehow I managed to get these guys who aren't really
reciprocal.
It's not in their nature to even think to reciprocate.
That's something that you're looking for now, is somebody,
yes,
who can take the reins, take a little bit of control, choose a location to go out to on a date.
Yeah, like,
and
if you're gonna,
if you,
yeah, I mean, if you want to hang out with me, then you have to put the effort forth, and I will most certainly reciprocate, but I'm not going to, like, put myself out there at this point. Just, I mean, I have...
No, I understand.
...too many other things going on. So if somebody wants to step to me, they have to do that themselves.
So let's say you were to meet somebody, they were to ask for your phone number, and then the next day they called you. Or the next day they text you. Would that be horrible? Or does it depend on who it is? How does that work?
I guess I would... Personally, like, I'd prefer a call just because I think that's a little more personal, but texting is, like, pretty common. I just think people are, it's so much easier to say whatever, you know, to say anything through text. There's so many people who are willing to put themselves out there so much more, whether it's email or text, versus, like, in person or on the phone. I think it's just a lot more difficult to be a little more honest. So,
yeah.
And not honest, like, you're trying to lie, but just be more real. So
yeah.
I would...
No, I
that.
Always say the same thing. I'm like, ugh, come on, you can't send a text and be a man, or you can't make a phone call, be a man and call me. But I also understand that it is more difficult for some people, and it takes a couple of times hanging out with each other for them to get comfortable. But that's also not what I'm attracted to. I wouldn't be attracted to somebody who would send me numerous texts instead of picking up the phone and calling me.
Yeah. I mean, the very first interaction, it wouldn't be a deal breaker, but if that was like a habit, this person's a total texter, that's totally a bad sign. And for me personally.
No, for me too.
I agree.
Yeah. So all three of us. I would say most of my female friends that I've talked to agree. Same thing. It's like, oh, he's texted me four times in a row. Can he not pick up the phone?
Texting's just a function of I'm here, or literally three words or less. You know?
Yeah, and I want to put in as little effort as possible.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it spells out to me too. It means that I'm not special enough to get a phone call or to take 5 minutes of your day when you're walking to your car from your office to make a phone call to me.
Right.
So what about when you are out socially and you talk to a guy who you don't really like and he asks for your phone number? Do you give him your phone number?
No.
How about you?
No, I never.
You never did?
Mm-mm.
And you said if you were having a great time, a great conversation, you actually said, no, I am not interested in you, or no?
I don't think there's any reason to say you're not. It's so hard to just put yourself out there being like, hey, I'm interested, can I get your number, blah blah blah, whatever. So I don't think there's any reason to be like, I don't like, because you don't even know. I mean, they could be a totally great person, but
so you just say no and then you walk away from the conversation.
I guess I would just be like, I don't really, I'm not really interested, or okay, I just said I wasn't going to say that, but I'm trying to think.
There's a difference between saying, I'm just not really interested in dating versus I'm not interested in you. And I think the real bitch factor is if someone were to have the courage to come over and say, start talking to you, say, can I get your number? And you're like, not interested in you. You're kind of bitchy because you don't even know this person.
Right.
You can just say, I'm really not dating right now. I really appreciate the offer.
I also kind of feel like, it does take there's a leap of faith at some point where a guy has to be like, oh, I don't really know her, but she seems cool, blah, blah, blah. On the other hand, more times than not, I feel like the guys who have asked for my number, who I'm totally like, no way, are just not reading the signals,
Exactly.
It's like we're at a bar or something, and I'm totally trying to have a conversation, like trying to digress from this conversation to some other conversation. They're like, well,
Yeah, no, that's a lot of things that I know, too, that men don't realize women's body language. So I teach my clients and people, who I work with, that they have to start paying attention to women's body language, because a woman's body will tell them more than what their mouths are saying, what they're saying with their words, because women are proud of themselves and they have pride and they don't want to be rude, they don't want to be horrible people. So if they're not making direct eye contact with you, if their bodies are shifted away from you, if they are giving you one word answers or a head bob, then that means they're not interested. So take that as a cue,
right,
as opposed to moving forward and continuing to pester them.
But
let's say you are in a conversation with a guy for half an hour, and then he buys you a drink, and you're just like, no, we're having a good time talking. And then he says, can I have your phone number? What happens then?
I mean, if he's, if we're having a good conversation.
But you're not into him
today. I'm not into him.
But you're having a great time.
I guess that's kind of
tough. Do you mean by not into him, though? Like,
not into him for a relationship.
Physically?
Both. Both physically, emotionally, you don't feel it.
Because to me, I'm sorry to butt in, but to me, if you're spending 30 minutes of your time,
mm-hmm.
like, to me, that's a huge commitment. You're out, you're enjoying yourself, and now you've just invested 30 minutes of your time in a conversation with someone you're not interested in. I don't see that as very plausible. Like, if I am single and I am out spending 30 minutes of my time talking to someone, I'm probably going to want to spend another 30 minutes talking to them.
Although,
I've been stuck in the situation where I'm not attracted to them for, like, dating potential, but just having a really good time with them that night, bantering, stupid conversation that's fun. And then I get into the awkward situation where they ask me for my phone number, even though I know it's coming, but I'll give my phone number at the end. And then most likely I won't answer my phone, or I will, and then I'll fall off the earth after that.
See, I would give them my phone number if I wasn't interested, but
I have done that before, and I've definitely sort of changed my ways, just because it's just not, what's the point at all? And I think the reason for that is A, just being caught off guard, like literally, just thinking there's this conversation, whatever. It's very clear that this is just like chitter chatter and there's no chemistry, da da da, whatever. And then like, oh, let me get your number. And then it's just like, ah, you know, not really being prepared.
But then do you give the phone number and not answer the phone?
So in the past, like, I have done that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Me too. It's fine. We all have.
It really, you know, like, in hindsight, I mean, I haven't done that for a while, and I don't plan on, like, taking that up again either, especially after, you know, it's, like, hanging out with, like, my other single girlfriends and seeing that happen. It's, like, it's not fair to the guy, and then it's just kind of silly because, you know, as soon as you give them your number, like, oh, that's not going to happen, and, like, oh, yeah, so let me call you right now just so you have my number. And it's, like, yes, let me make sure that I have your number so I don't answer, you know?
Yeah. But why do you think girls do that?
I think a lot of it is just that women in general are socialized, like you said before. Just, you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You want to keep everything copacetic. I think it's a huge part of just, like, wanting to, like, be nice, you know?
So what are signals that men could look for where they could decipher whether or not somebody was into the conversation or somebody was into them for possibly dating past that evening or possibly a relationship? So, like, what would be the signals you would give to a guy that you're interested in him as opposed to interested in the conversation? And both of you can answer.
Well, it's interesting now because I have a different perspective from when I was single versus now I'm getting married. But I find it very interesting. I guess it's the type of men now. Like, I have a ring on my finger, and so men still approach me.
Of course.
And, which I thought would just instantly go away. So one night I was out with my girlfriend and we went to the sushi bar. We were sitting at the sushi bar and there's four men also sitting at the sushi bar, and they proceed to talk to us and they're sending us drinks, and I was like, this is great, because she's single, and I'm like, this is fantastic. There's four of them and there's one single person in our group. And then they're like, do you want to move one seat down? And so if she had moved to the other side of me, she'd be sitting right next to them. And I'm like, oh, sure, why don't you move one over? So she did. And then one of the guys in the group were, like, leaning over to talk to me and saw my ring. He's like, so are you getting married? Yes. And what do you do? Oh, this is what I do. Oh, I'm interested in that service that your company provides. I would love to get your business card. And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes logical sense. Let me give you my business card. Only to find out that the pursuit was to go to lunch and
connect. Date you.
Right, which is interesting to me. I guess I just didn't have that perspective from guys that still try to pursue women that are getting married,
mm-hmm.
versus, like, before. I think I would have been more reserved at giving the phone number out. And now, to me, there's, like, one purpose of giving my phone number out.
Yeah.
And I think maybe men make that connection. Men who still want to pursue women that are in relationships always go that business route,
mm-hmm.
in my mind. Because it's happened more than once in the last...
Really?
Yeah. It's happened.
So do you think that the men are trying to manipulate you, or do you think that they don't even know what they're doing?
No, I think they're completely intentionally trying to find out if I'll have a fling with them and still get married, but yet could they still get what they want?
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree.
No, I agree with
that. Yeah.
I agree with you. So what about, yeah. So what are the signals that you give?
I mean, on the other hand, I just think this is really difficult because, in a way, I feel like, you know, you kind of get to a certain point and it's hard to be friends with the opposite sex at all, you know, because there's always going to be this point, you know, unless you've maintained a relationship. You know, like, one of my best friends, we've been friends for like 14 years, you know, he's a guy, and we dated 14 years ago or whatever, so what, you know, been there, done that, whatever, so there's no question. But I feel like unless you have some, you know, pretty strong history, the relationship seems to inevitably get to this point where there's going to be some, like, okay, so something can happen or
well,
not.
Well, you always think it. If you're both single, it's like, maybe. For me, when I was always friends with guys when I was younger. It would always go through my head, like, once a month. I'm like, could I be in a relationship with this guy? They'd be like, no, I couldn't. But I would always know that if I wanted to, they would be in a relationship with me. Sorry, not to be...
No, I mean, I guess, like, because I just feel like a lot of my interests are very, like, most of my interests lie within sort of, like, this male domain. Like, I'm really athletic. The music I'm into is mostly, like, most of the people at the show are guys. And whatever. I just like to, you know, whatever, sports and music. That's kind of...
And burgers.
I'm in a burger club. So, like... So it's difficult because on one hand, I think I am or have been like more naive in the sense of like, yeah, we can just hang out, blah, 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 this is clear, whatever. I don't feel like I put off those vibes at all that's like inviting anything because I do genuinely just want to like
be friends.
Hang out, be friends.
Because you enjoy them.
And that's kind of the way I've been since, you know, I've always hung out with like lots of guys. I've always had my girlfriends too. I'm not like total, you know, disproportionate friend group with girls and guys. But on the other hand, I just feel like, you know, now that, you know, as sort of a bona fide adult, it's a lot harder to kind of toe that line just because. But on the other hand, I also would never want to be presumptuous in the sense of like, well, since I know you're going to get into me at some point, you know, like, can we just establish right now nothing's going to happen?
Exactly. So it's kept silent.
I don't think you can establish that. I think some people, both men and women, and I think things change as you get older, or I think women especially go through life with this list of criteria they expect the man to kind of live up to. I had my list. Most of my friends had theirs. And I think you get to a certain point in your life where you're like, oh, screw this list. And I'm just hanging out. I'm done with this whole scene. I'm done with the, oh, is he going to call? Is he not going to call? I'm done with all of these things that I used to tolerate in my 20s. And now I'm just going to be happy and I'm just going to hang out with people I like. And I feel inevitably by doing that and having that shift, you start hanging out with really cool people in more comfortable environments and they become your friends. And then you realize like, oh, this is pretty cool. Like they're my friend. And the more time you spend with them, the more an attraction could possibly develop had instant chemistry not existed. Like I feel like that can completely happen.
Okay. On the flip side, yeah. I feel like it's totally great, but you know, a lot of the guys that I'm friends with, I really have zero interest in pursuing anything more. And you know, thus far, it's, you know, I think most, by and large, they totally understand that. But of course, there are like these little sort of traps here and there where it's like, oh no, we have to deal with this. Mm-hmm. And then it actually does come back to it. Like I've dealt with a couple times where like I've gotten this sort of backlash of like, you know, I've boiled it down to, you know, they've been pressuring me, and I've boiled it down to like, no, I am not attracted to you in any way, shape, or form. If you really want to boil it down and hear like the dirty of it, like, you know, I, like just spelling it out. And you will still get back. You just don't know. You like just don't. Like I've been told by multiple guys, like them telling me that I just don't understand, that I don't know, that this, you know, if they gave this a chance, it would really, you know, blossom into something, blah, 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 blah,
yeah, that's
blah.
Annoying.
And it's like, yeah. Actually, yeah. Believe me, you know, like I'm not 21. I understand like what is going on in my life and what I'm attracted to and what I'm not. I'm attracted to you as a person. That's why you're my friend. But I do not want to fuck you. So.
Yeah, exactly. No, I like those. Perfect. So then how do guys, like, oh, sorry, go on.
So, well, I mean, just sorry to, like, I feel like I didn't really, so to answer your question, though, as far as, I mean, I think it's really hard. I think it's subtle. I think there's a lot of gray as far as what are the cues to pick up on, because if I'm into you as a friend, I'm going to be excited about what you're saying and what you're, you know, doing and whatever. And if we have a lot in common, that's totally great. And it's hard to find cool people who like want to go out and do stuff and whatever. But, you know, then there's just that next, I mean, it's really, it just comes down to the chemistry.
Right. And it's a fine line.
It is.
Because I know when I'm really into somebody's character and I want to be friends with them, I'm all over them. I'll touch them. Mm-hmm. I'll joke around. I'll banter with them, which usually guys would think she's so into me. But then when I like somebody, it kind of gets pulled back a little bit. Sometimes I find myself tripping over my words. But definitely. Even though I'm still outgoing and like maybe touch them, it probably not as much.
I think I'm actually way more demonstrative with like my feelings. Like if I'm like, oh, no way.
Yeah,
you know?
No, same with me.
Like if it was like, you know, somebody in our office or whatever, like, who sits very close, like, Jimbo's like a sweetheart, you know? I'd be like, blah, 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 because, like, he's married, he's hilarious, whatever.
And it's a free zone, or you know, you totally feel like it is.
But, like, if there was somebody, you know, obviously outside the office who I was like, like, I would definitely be into them, make eye contact, whatever, but definitely be more reserved because I'd be like, I don't want them to think that I like them.
Yeah, no, you know? I've done the exact same thing, so I totally get
it. So it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, but that's...
But what if, okay, so what if you do give somebody eye contact at a bar or somewhere that you're interested in and they came up and approached you? Would that be okay for him to just come up and approach you?
I think if he didn't come up and approach you, you'd be like, what an idiot. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm going to make eye contact with you and it's not like, oh, I happen to be glancing your way and now you've locked on my eyes and I quickly looked away, that is not eye contact. But when you, like, really, truly, and you know it, you know when you're making eye contact with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't come over to the girl, you're a total pussy.
Yeah. No, I think so, too. I agree. A complete wimp.
And the longer it takes for you to do it, wimp, wimp, wimp.
Yeah. Oh, I've been at bars where I will see guys, like, cross my path about yeah. 8 different times and then finally decide to come up and approach me.
And then it's just giving you more time to be like, he is so indecisive.
Yeah.
He is so, like, passive.
Yeah.
He's so not confident.
Not direct,
and
not going
after
what he
wants.
Every
single time you see him, you think that.
Yeah. And plus, like, if you, I mean, when I've approached guys before, like, I just straight up go up and approach them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that, like, and I want someone who could at least do that to me, if not more. I mean, I want whoever I am going to be going out with, I want them to be able to at least, I definitely want them to more than match me, you know? And,
yeah,
like, 100%. I've gone up to guys. No problem, and just been like, hey, blah, 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 blah. I mean.
And so let's say you were to go up to a guy, and he were to not really respond to you. Just say, hey, nice to meet you. Would you take that rejection really hard? Or would you just smile, walk away, and go approach somebody else?
I mean, it would probably be like, oof. But, you know, whatever. That's
but you'd be able to go on. It wouldn't ruin your evening.
No, I mean, one part. You don't even know what their story is. They could be a mess.
Exactly.
They could be married. They could be, you know, like...
Yeah, in the worst mood ever. They could have just gotten laid off. Tons of things could have happened.
Yeah.
Okay. No, definitely.
Besides, like, I wouldn't be hurt at all. Like, someone I don't know, so you have no relationship or nothing established with them, it's like, oh, you're not interested? Whatever. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, and again, it's like you're looking to connect with somebody, and it's not, you know, that's no reflect. You want somebody who's going to enjoy your, like, what you have to share, your conversation, your presence, whatever, just as much. So if, like, they're not into it for whatever reason.
Yeah, then they're saving you time. You don't have to dedicate a half an hour to finding out they suck or that they're not on the same energy level as you.
Yeah.
One more question, and then I wanted to wrap things up. How can guys stay out of this friend zone with women? So a lot of men fall into that friend zone where they do start talking to them because, and you've had experience. But
why would you want to stay out of the friend zone necessarily?
Because it doesn't always pan out the way that it did for you, for a lot of guys. Like, that is pretty rare, I would think.
I just feel like, as far as approaches go, I don't think there's any way you can manipulate that situation. Like, things are going to naturally progress into a friendship or not. And I think the best thing you can do is be transparent and be, you know, not totally transparent right away, just because that's never going to work. But, you know, I really think if you should never become friends with somebody under the guise of ultimately becoming more than that.
Exactly.
Because
it's manipulative and it's not straight.
Yeah. And it's not, like, honest. It's not honest with yourself. It's not honest with her. And...
Yeah, like, a lot of my clients will write in saying, and this female friend who I've had a crush on for the past 6 months, you know, came over last night at midnight crying on my shoulder about this guy that she went on a date with.
See, she knows, first of all.
Yeah.
If she's coming over to his house at midnight, she knows, like, you don't just do that with any guy friend. Because any guy friend's not going to be like, dude, it's midnight and I'm tired, so I'll talk to you about this tomorrow. The only kind of guy friend is going to be like, oh, because you love her.
Exactly.
Right? And you want to, like, make everything better for her. And you think, oh, I'm going to be a part of this situation. But no,
it doesn't work out for
knows.
You.
And, you know, speaking to this same question, I have a really, really good guy friend who has fallen into this friend thing. And I'm watching it. And it's really annoying because he is such an awesome guy. And he's afraid to... Like, he tried it once, and she didn't have the same feeling, so they decided to be friends. And now it's been years and years later, and she, like, spent time with him, and they live in different cities, but she spent time with him, and he thinks that there might be something there, but now he's afraid to do something about it again. But my opinion is if you're back to feeling that way about someone, you should just be open, like, because you owe that to yourself, to, because you don't want to spend all this energy on someone.
No.
That, and I'm, and I know my situation is rare, but give her the opportunity to say, yes, I actually only view you as a friend.
So then you know when it's out there, it's stating your intentions.
Right, and then you can decide if you want to continue the friendship and hope for something more, maybe down the road, but at least have the reality check that, hey, I'm going to set myself free from this person to have a romantic interest, because, and then when I do that, I'm going to make myself available to other women, because why spend days, weeks, months, years on a woman that has clearly stated her intention for you? And if you love her and you think she's awesome, then you'll accept that she's your friend and that she's doing you a favor by releasing you back into finding someone
exactly
that's truly going to be your romantic and
exactly
other companion.
Yeah. Like, I've had many clients who have wasted years and years and years on a woman that, to me, in the first 5 minutes of our discussion, it was obvious that she wasn't into him at all, and that she just viewed him as another one of her female friends. So I think that's really good advice to give to men, to just to be able to release or give the girl the opportunity to let her state how she feels openly and honestly, and same thing for the man to do. And then you can decide if you want to pursue a friendship.
And by accepting that in your life, by pursuing someone that does not see you differently, you're kind of perpetuating your situation. And
exactly.
You're making it really easy for her to have her cake and eat it too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when Ryan was going to send that one girl flowers, I was kind of forced to making a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I going to be able to go through my life as his best friend, and he's going to be with someone else, and am I okay with that? Or am I going to do something about it now because I want to be the girl getting flowers?
Exactly.
You
and
know?
All of the time. Because if he were to get a girlfriend, you wouldn't have those dinners together. You wouldn't be sipping wine. You wouldn't be sleeping in the same bed. All of that would be taken away from you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I like your story. I actually had never heard it before, so that was really interesting. Do you have any other points? I'm going to wrap up if you don't.
I mean, I agree. I just think there's, I mean, depending on how much time you sort of want to sink into all this, I don't think there's time to waste, especially years. I mean,
yeah,
even months, like, figure it out, move on, state your case, and I don't think there's anything wrong with kind of putting yourself out there, especially if you have an established friendship with somebody. There's never going to be anything really bad that comes out of that by stating your feelings for that person.
It all comes down to respecting yourself.
And it might be hard at first if she's not interested in you and you say, you know, I have feelings for you, and she doesn't. It's going to be awkward and uncomfortable, and it's going to be difficult on the friendship. And then if the friendship is really meaningful, all those things will get ironed out, and your friendship will be stronger. You'll move past it, and you'll be open to having something really meaningful in your life. Like, oh,
yeah.
It's going to be uncomfortable.
Or you realize.
And then it gets better.
Or the man realizes that he doesn't want this woman as his friend.
Right.
And then you move on separately.
Yep.
But at least it's open and honest, and there's respect given to both parties.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for being so open and honest. That was really helpful. Thanks.
Yeah.